Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters in the Lord. I welcome you and greet you in that wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, this week I've been bringing a message entitled, Our Need for Renewal. And we were looking at four different areas that the Bible talks about that we can be renewed in our minds, renewal of our strength, renewal of the inner man or heart, and then renewal of the Lord's work. Thus far, we've been looking at the first two, and as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the strength for battles, the two kinds of battles that occur in our lives, just the normal day-to-day struggles and hassles we encounter, and then times when there are exceptional trials and conflicts and trauma. Fortunately, they just come once in a while, but there are times that we go through them, sometimes for sustained periods of time. And a scripture I'd like to reshare with you is Isaiah 28:6. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. I'm going to stop right here. So the Lord will be a spirit of judgment to whoever is sitting in judgment, who has to make, you know, we can take that as having discerning of the spirit, I believe, that God will let us know what to do. And then secondly, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. And that speaks to my heart that we have to have battle. Our battles need to be the Lord's battles. It's difficult to appropriate divine strength to advance alien causes. God knows what we need. He says in Luke 12:30, your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, referring to the material things of life. And we really should, you know, have therewith, what a Paul say, having food and drink therewith to be content. And there are so many that go beyond this. They're so driven, and they want to get to the place like that example is given by the Lord in Scripture where that rich man could say, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's Luke 12:19. God doesn't provide strength for these enterprises, but for those who long to do God's will in every phase of kingdom battle, well, Isaiah says they are given divine strength, and they can carry the battle to the gate. What does that mean? That means the enemy is driven out, just like there would be a physical, natural enemy entering a walled city. If the enemy is driven to the gate, that means they're driven out, and they're not allowed entrance. They're from coming in. And so, beloved, this is the gate, if you will, of complete victory, or a gate of marking the end of one phase of a battle when the torch passes on to another. God will give strength and grace. He never sends us into a battle without a reserve of strength. God told Israel, this is a precious scripture in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, verse 25, thy shoes, beloved brother, sister, your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So, beloved, we are promised of a renewal of strength. As Isaiah 28:12 says, there's a rest wherein the weary are rested, and a refreshing. Beloved, I don't know of anything that would give rest, comfort, and peace than the manifestation of the Lord's presence. And, you know, if peace and love and joy, if those are the attributes of God, and they are, and He's eternal, and they're eternal, why are these treasures so short-lived in our lives? Well, like all worthwhile things in life, treasures from God don't just happen. We can build and develop a capacity for these things. A promise of rest and refreshing is for everyone, but there are those who receive and who respond and submit to His call, and there are those that just won't listen. Beloved, spiritual renewal begins when we enter into God's rest, physical renewal as well. And so, beloved, it's important that we just look to the Lord and allow Him to just minister to our specific individual needs. He knows what you're going through right now, and He wants your physical and emotional and mental strength to be renewed. But, beloved, also, you know, because we are a tripart being, let's talk about the spiritual renewal of the heart, the renewal of the inner man. Because when we go through prolonged or sustained times of really of great difficulty, or we've gone through periods, maybe years in our life, when we've been put down and we've been hurt, beloved, there's a restoration and a renewal that has to occur. And our good shepherd is just the one to do it. Psalm 23:3 says, He, the good shepherd, restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. 2 Corinthians 4:15-16 declare, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now, beloved, you might say, oh, that's wonderful. Yes, I really need spiritual renewal. Well, that before I share the couple areas that we can really see a renewal occur in our lives, it's important, it's urgent, it's imperative to understand that spiritual renewal really isn't a result of your efforts. It's not a product of human effort or anxiety or desire. Flesh, blood, talent, tears, energy, effort have never produced spiritual advance. How are we renewed? Well, victories are won, beloved, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. And let's now talk about a very important area where we can be renewed spiritually, and that's the area of repentance and forgiveness. And you might say, well, I've done that. Well, let the Holy Spirit search your heart so that you know for a fact there's no unforgiveness, because unforgiveness and weariness are bedfellows. They drain one's vitality, they sap energy, and it takes a lot of effort, beloved, to nurse a grudge. When you haven't let something go, really, it's constantly coming back to your mind. I'm sure we've all had that experience. Oh, I forgive. And then, you know, you just haven't spent enough time before the Lord to really allow Him to begin to work. It starts by, you may not feel like it, you may not even want to, but you can say, Lord, help me be willing to be willing. That's a wonderful prayer to pray. And He'll honor a prayer like that. So, what does the Word of God say in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19? Very important. Repent ye therefore. He was talking to believers. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Remember, we're talking about our need for renewal, not just mentally and physically, not just our minds, but our spirit, our inner man needs to be renewed. David prayed in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And Isaiah 57 and 15 says, "For thus saith the High and the Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and the holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Praise God. Well, I think, you know, I thought I was going to get through this message this week, but it looks like we'll have to continue on Monday's broadcast, because there's yet another step to spiritual renewal, an important step that I want to share with you. But while in the few moments we have remaining that we can be together, I want to take a few moments' time right now to pray with you. There are some that just desperately need spiritual renewal, and you need rest in your bodies. And I just want to pray for you right now. Holy Spirit, we just come to you. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to give me just the right words to pray for those that are listening that have such needs in their lives. Father, as your word said, as Jesus said, we come to you in that matchless name above every name, the name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I'm praying for every listener. Lord, you've seen the tears. You've seen the weariness. Lord, bone weariness, such a tiredness of heart, mentally. It's like they don't even want to carry on. Their spirit, I mean, they know they need to, but Lord, they are lacking desire, they're lacking vision, they're lacking purpose. And God, right now, I'm asking that you will just pour your spirit into them. Father, let your anointing flow, let weariness go. And Father, if there be any unforgiveness, Lord, you search our hearts. You know areas or people perhaps that we have not forgiven, that we're resentful. Right now, we ask for forgiveness. We repent, Lord, and turn away from any wickedness in our ways and in our lifestyle and in our attitudes and thoughts and emotions. And we ask, Lord, for your blood to cleanse, and Lord, that you would just release your renewal to us right now spiritually, that we can continue to fight the good fight and continue to run the race in Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord, and thank you for it. Well, I feel there's I don't have time to share a prophetic word, but if you have such a need, I ask you to write, because in the ministry of correspondence God has given, I share scripture, I share prophetic words, whatever God gives, and I mean this personally. Every individual letter is dealt with personally by me. There's no staff reading or handling or answering the mail. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and until next week, hopefully we'll conclude then. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,